News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
The trouble is in the water. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Monday, September 18th, 2017. Sky's partly cloudy. It's 48 degrees in Missoula. Not going to get a whole lot warmer than that. Our highs expected in the low 50s today. Our newscast this morning sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking, unlimited cash back whenever you use your debit card. It's a pleasure to say no air quality alerts today. Our top story this morning, the bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease was recently discovered in the water supply at Missoula's St. Patrick Hospital. A spokeswoman explained that the discovery does not constitute a crisis for the hospital.
The finding of Legionella bacteria is not a crisis and not uncommon. The bacteria is commonly found in residential and commercial water systems as well as environmental water sources such as lakes and streams. However, to minimize any potential risk and as a precautionary measure, St. Patrick Hospital is taking immediate steps to ensure the safety of our patients and caregivers.
The spokeswoman said the hospital is working hand-in-hand with all the appropriate agencies to solve the problem.
St. Patrick Hospital has been working with and will continue to work with the CDC, the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, and the Missoula City County Health Department. If you have any general questions about Legionella, please go to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention website at cdc.gov.
Find links to the hospital and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on our website at newstalkkgvo.com. A sheriff in northeastern Montana says his office and the FBI have communicated with the person suspected to have sent text and email threats that prompted schools to cancel classes Friday and weekend events. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry said in a statement released Saturday that the communication has been through, quote, written electronic means, end quote. He did not share more detail about why authorities consider the person a suspect. Officials haven't yet released the content of the threats, which actually began Wednesday. Curry said the suspect has, quote, taken extraordinary measures, end quote, to hide their location and identity and called the investigation, quote, a cyber terrorism case, end quote. Classes were canceled Thursday and Friday, along with weekend football games and other activities. The closure impacts about almost 16,000 students in more than 30 public and private schools. The Missoula City Fire Department responded to a fire at Pacific Recycling at 2828 Palmer Street early Sunday morning. Assistant Chief Jeff Brandt described what crews found when they arrived at the scene.
A pile of salvage cars with 20, 30 foot flame links coming out of there, and they said some explosions were happening, and I think those were tires and maybe some fuel and some tanks that was going on. But that area back Pacific creates its own challenges with stacked cars and stacked appliances and then the oil and the gas, and you know, working at night, we had to try to get some access and get some water on the fire.
Brandt said they received valuable help from the facility's assistant manager to help fight that fire.
It was too dangerous to get in, so we were able to set up a couple aerial ladders and spray water from above and have a site up above, then have him operate that excavator and car handler and just start weeding in through the pile and get things separated out. We were extinguishing the cars as he was pulling them apart.
Brandt said the cause of the fire is still under investigation. By the way, as they were wrapping up the early morning fire, crews were then called to a broken water main on Brook Street. The Missoula Police Department and other agencies are looking into what appears to be a number of credit card fraud cases that occurred in Missoula recently. Missoula Police Public Information Officer Travis Wells says an arrest was made last week.
Amber Seitz, S-E-I-T-Z, 26 years of age, Missoula resident, is currently in custody for deceptive practices that involve the use of fraudulent credit card numbers to reserve hotel rooms in the Missoula area. The latest one was out on Grand Creek Road.
Welsh explains how she was apprehended.
Officers were able to basically track her down based on tips from the employees of hotels and took her into custody. What we know right now is that the numbers that she was using were apparently fraudulent. How and where she obtained those numbers is what we hope to determine.
Seitz was in the Missoula County Jail last year, charged with robbery and accused of scratching the face of a loss prevention officer at a local store after trying to trick the store into giving her $42 in return for a travel mug she never purchased. A Montana man found guilty of attempted deliberate homicide for a shootout with the cabin owner has received a lengthy prison sentence. The Independent Record reports Caleb Edward Daniels got a 60-year sentence for the attempted homicide charge last week. He also received 40 years for aggravated burglary and 20 years for tampering with evidence. All the sentences will run consecutively. Prosecutors said the incident began when a couple arrived at their cabin in December and found Daniels and another man inside. Prosecutors say Daniels pointed a handgun at the homeowner, pulled the trigger, then tried to chamber another round when the gun didn't fire. The homeowner then shot the man who was with Daniels, Jory Russell Strisich. Daniels fired again at the homeowner before fleeing. Frenchtown School Superintendent Randy Klein is in a no-win situation when it comes to Frenchtown school buses traveling on Highway 93 North and South. For years, buses would pull over to the side of the busy highway to let students out, but at the beginning of this school year, Klein said they decided to have the buses stop in the middle of the highway, which would force traffic in both directions to stop. Klein said that option caused even more problems.
Cars not paying attention, drivers not paying attention and seeing the red lights flashing and either going around the bus or having to slam on the brakes at the last minute. So what we've decided to do is go back to our old practice of pulling to the side of the road, which we still don't feel is safe until we can get this resolved one way or the other.
Klein said the problem is more apparent on Highway 93 North as the Frenchtown buses take students as far as Evero.
And I think probably one of the biggest concerns is that in that particular section of 93, there are a lot more semis than there are on other sections of 93 because it's a main corridor between Kalispell and Missoula and the interstate.
Montana Highway Patrol Captain Jim Kitchen said one of the biggest problems is that drivers don't realize that Highway 93 North and South is not a divided highway.
The speed limit up there is 70 miles an hour. A lot of motorists think that that's a divided highway because there's a yellow line in between it. But according to the definitions in the statute regarding school bus, it is not a divided highway, so both northbound and southbound vehicles need to stop when those red lights are activated.
Klein said the safety of the students is his number one priority, and he and other school and government officials will keep working on a safer alternative. News Talk time now, 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station. Rain likely today with high temperatures below normal. Most areas will stay in the mid to upper 50s. Winds will be quite breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s with a few showers. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.